Welcome to the Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us and near and dear to our hearts. I'm Gina Harms. I'm the host. And today I have an amazing guest who's a very funny comedian. And she also has a podcast called I Fucked Up. It's Andrea Jin.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you.
I'm so nice used intro. Used to introducing people at comedy shows.
I know. And you don't have to say as much.
No.
You're literally at comedy show, you're just like, they're really great.
Yeah. You're going to love them.
Yeah. You'll love them. Yeah. That's one thing I'll say. Like, you'll love them.
Yeah.
I forgot how to intro people. I haven't done it in so long.
It's so weird.
It's like, put your hands together. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's quick.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. Hi. How are you?
Good. I'm, just walking around. I was early.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you keeping that in the other
one? I don't know. We'll probably have to. If you listen to the last episode, Andrea might have made an appearance.
Yeah. I walked in early.
Burst in the door.
Yeah. I've never been early before.
Yeah.
Only on mistakes.
Shocking.
Because I was late for the, like, I would have been late.
That's true. You were like, I thought it was 1 and
it was like 1:15.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
Yeah. So I'm like 15 minutes early by accident. Oopsie.
Good. I should just have told you an earlier time anyways.
That actually is like a good thing to do
just
for
to
me.
Trick you.
Oh, yeah. No, people should trick me. Because then I will be 15 minutes late for the time you tricked me for.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you'll be on time.
Yeah. I wish everyone would trick me and just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now I will.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. We'll get into the meat of this podcast. What's any pop culture that you're into right now?
Oh my god. Okay. I'm watching this that Justin Bieber music video, but it's not him.
Oh, it's Drake's.
Yeah, it's Drake's song. Yes. And DJ Khaled's song. But Justin Bieber's in the music video.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched that on repeat.
He's hot.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about this like haircut.
Right?
It's like the haircut that every grade 10 boy I went to high school with had.
I know.
It's like the like wings.
Yeah. It's like unkept, but it's kept.
Yeah.
Like you can tell, like for the boys that you went to school with, it's unkept for sure. But for him, it's like textured. It's like there's so much product. You can tell it's just like it's not moving.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's very styled, right?
Yeah.
But it looks like it mimics like a schoolboy.
Yeah. I'm like, I feel weird. I'm like, he is.
But it's okay because you. Yeah. Were a school that's girl true. When you were attracted to those school boys. People forget that.
Like that's true. It's like what you were into then.
Yeah. Now I carries. Don't want anything to do with school boys.
No.
You know, I want like a 20 whatever year old to look like a school boy, you know?
Oh gosh.
But not have the actual youth.
No.
Just something that reminds me, but then like old.
Yeah. Like Justin Bieber, I guess.
Yeah.
Like this haircut.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that music video, I don't even think, like, I don't know what I feel about Justin anymore. Like, I feel like my relationship to him
it's complicated.
Has grown into something like more than just like, oh, I think he's hot, you know?
Yeah.
I know it's like, and I'm being serious. I'm like not joking at all, but right. You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I just feel like he's a cool, I don't know.
He's like a part of your life.
Yeah, that I like pay attention to and I'm deeply care about, but also I think is like funny when he does like dumb shit.
Oh
you
my
know?
God.
Like I don't, is he someone like, I guess I don't stand, but like.
Right.
But because like, then I think standing is stupid.
Yeah.
To
no
like something
what.
Just ultimately is like, okay.
Yeah.
But I just. I don't know.
Yeah, like you always kind of like what he does. You're always going to pay attention. Yeah.
I have a complicated relationship with Justin Bieber.
You posted it on your Instagram story. You reposted his baptism photo.
Right.
And he's being baptized by a guy wearing like an orange trucker hat.
Yeah, it was so stupid. Like he, because Haley turned super religious for him, right? Yeah. I feel bad for, okay, like no, their relationship is good and it's like good or whatever.
I think it's good.
But she, you could tell she's just like, like they're in the early stages. I watched their like 8-part documentary, right?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I never watched it.
Okay, they made it free on YouTube because it used to be there was a paywall and I think no one paid for it. So then, like they opened it up, right?
Yeah.
So now it's like available and I was watching it while my dog was giving birth. I remember it. That was, yeah. And then, and then there were like feet sticking out of my dog's pussy. So then I was like, oh, I have to do this now. So, but yeah, I watched it and they're just like so early in the relationship.
Yeah.
And they're like talking about, oh, I can't wait to spend forever together. And like, oh, there's still so much we have to learn about each other. And it's so cool that like the learning never stops. And it's like,
wow,
what the fuck do you mean? You've been together for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean the learning doesn't stop? It obviously fucking stops. Like, have you guys never been in a relationship before? Obviously not. They just like fuck celebs. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, they're like 20. How old are they? 24.
23 or 23? Something. Yeah. Justin, yeah. I think Justin's like 27 or 26, but Haley is 23.
I always just like forget, just because I don't want to like get married and have babies in my 20s, that most people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Me and so too. I'm always like, that they're like religious and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's weird. But that's actually like a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
weird to think about.
I know.
A life that I don't know.
Same. It's like, yeah, I look at it and I'm like, well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I like, guess you would want to if you have like money and success. It's like, what else is there?
Yeah.
It's just like relationships. But she's just like, you could tell they're at that stage where like Haley's like, yeah, I'll do whatever you want.
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's the worst.
Where she's like literally at every recording in the studio. She's at everything he does. Like she literally is like dedicating her life to him.
Yeah.
And you know that's going to wear off because she's like her own person.
That's
so,
the issue.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you do for yourself?
Mm-hmm. And she's not. So, and then she like got baptized for him, right?
Oh, God.
And then the guy that baptized them. Yeah, he was wearing like a fucking
just, like,
hat.
It's like the weirdest image.
And he was wearing this like beat up hat that was like, yeah, a trucker hat. And I'm like, okay, you're like, doing a baptism, like take off your hat.
Yeah. Right?
And most priests like get in the water.
Right.
He didn't get in the water.
Oh my God, that's really weird.
Yeah. You would think like you're doing a baptism for Justin Bieber, you like take off your hat,
yeah,
you know,
put on a robe,
yeah, maybe don't wear a tank top that says like,
oh my God,
I love the beach or whatever.
That's so
like,
funny.
Yeah, and just like get in the water. He's like, I don't want to get wet. I don't know, it was really it's shit like that he does that I'm like, oh, Justin,
yeah,
this is why like you're a joke.
Yeah, this is why people don't like,
but
you.
I love him.
Yeah, I have that sort of with like Britney Spears, where it's like I have liked her since I was like 8 years old and then I loved her music. I don't really listen to her music that much anymore. Mm-hmm. Like if it comes on shuffle, I'll still listen to it, and obviously. But like her Instagram, I'm like, yeah, I care about this like free Britney stuff, but I'm like, I don't really.
Yeah, you kind of like check up on her.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like a checking up on a friend thing.
Yeah, I'm like, are you doing okay?
That's how I feel about Justin. Yeah, where I'm like, oh, what's happening? Oh, Drew House? Oh, fine. not that good.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, but that music video is very good.
It is.
That music video is very good. I watch it so much. It's just like a good throwback to like before, like Party Bieber, right? When he was like crazy and he had like girls all on the floor. He was like drinking. He was like doing drugs, which is bad for whatever. But like, you know.
When he was getting in trouble and now he's like, I'm.
But it was like glam.
Back to my roots.
Yeah, it was glam. Like that music video was like, because I feel like music videos for a while turned into like this, because it used to be like that, where it's just like girls, just cars, excess. Expensive. Yeah. Yeah. Like everything flashy colors. Yeah. Right. And so it got kind of tired, and then it evolved into like emotional storyline, right? Like people were sensitive.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like music videos were like that for a while. It's like, well, what's the story there?
Yeah.
And, but
they
then
have like real like actors in it.
Yeah. 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 I remember they had real actors in like some music videos.
Yeah.
Megan Fox, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the Love the Way You Lie. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That is an iconic one. And yeah. And Elijah Wood was in that, I think.
Oh.
Too, right? No, it was not Elijah Wood.
No, because it's somebody like big and right, tough. Right. It's not Elijah Wood.
Imagine him with Megan Fox. Just like, he's like,
his like pretty eyes.
Yeah, come here. I'm going to hit you. Yeah. No, it was like, yeah, I remember his face. I don't remember his name, but
I can't remember.
I think he was in Lord of the Rings. I think that's why I was like,
oh,
Elijah Wood.
Is it Dominic Monaghan? Is it him?
I don't know. Anyway. All those names. It could be anything. Yeah. But yeah, no, that music. But then it just got so like serious. It was like, oh, turbulent relationship. Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. And then now they did like a throwback music video that was like classic, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just like
fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just fun.
Where he's just like being the rock star.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Oh, I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch it a lot. And
it's just on a loop.
Yeah. Like one night I remember I just like showed Levi because I was like, here, watch this. Because we love Justin Bieber music videos. I turned him on to Justin Bieber music videos.
Nice.
All his music videos are pretty good. And so
some of your favorites?
All the DJ Khaled ones are really good for some reason.
Oh.
Like he's done.
I don't think I've seen any of those.
Yeah, he's done two. One was kind of like trashy. That was the early one. That song that he did with Quavo and like, what's that gospel rapper's name? Chance. Yeah, Chance.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, gospel rapper. Right.
He is. And he is. Yeah, and yeah, that song.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah, that like very poppy song.
I can't remember.
I'm the one. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, those two videos and like, I forgot what other video, but he just like dressed so, like it's fun to see the evolution of Justin Bieber.
Mm. Yeah, because I only, like I really know his like early, like baby.
Oh, that is my favorite phase.
Yeah.
The baby phase. It was pre-drugs, but then, so he's not like jaded yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pre like getting sober. So he's not depressed. It was, yeah, it was like, it was all the excitement of getting famous and getting all these opportunities and meeting Usher.
He was like 14.
Exactly. So he's just like got this excitement in him. That was the best Bieber.
Yeah.
I miss him.
How old were you for that phase, Bieber? This was like...
I think... Okay, you know what?
This is going to tie into the next part.
Right. I only came here to talk about Justin. But like, I actually watched him when he was like on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I like, because my friend was a fan of his and she showed me this guy with the hair that was like singing on YouTube. And I was like, wow, this guy's really good.
Yeah.
And I like watch him on YouTube and then like suddenly he was like on everything. But yeah, I wasn't like a diehard fan though. Like I never had like a Justin Bieber poster in my wall.
Okay.
My wall was filled with Twilight.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh my God. What team? Team Edward? Team Jacob?
It was hard.
It was hard. Yeah.
It's still hard. I switch every month.
Yeah. Depending on the day.
I still think about it.
Did you read the books?
Yeah, I read all of them.
Oh, I
read
the books.
I wasted so much time on Twilight. Like it's disgusting. Like I have two Twilight, like the first book.
Yeah.
I was so stupid. Okay. I like had two books of the same, like I had the movie edition of the first book and the like original, the Apple holding fucking edition. And yeah, I'm a dumbass.
No, that's great. I mean, I was into Harry Potter and J.K. Rowling is canceled now,
right?
So.
Yeah, egg on all of our faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
At least what is Stephenie Meyer even doing?
That's
I wonder.
A good point. I have no idea.
Yeah.
She wrote Twilight and she's keeping to herself.
And then she wrote like a second weird like sci-fi novel that was not good.
Oh, I saw that movie, The Host.
Yeah. It got made just because she had like hype from Twilight.
Yeah, and then, that was it.
Yeah.
It was like there was a built-in audience.
She's rich somewhere though. She's doing good.
Yeah, probably.
She did the good smart thing, which is to stop talking after you had success.
Exactly. Like just enjoy your millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Billions for J.K. Rowling.
Because if you are old, like you are going to say something. Because there's no way that for anyone to keep up with culture that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you're like young, to be honest, like just the fact that we just say everything that we think. It's like something that you think is going to be problematic.
Yeah. I guess just don't say anything.
Don't say anything.
Close your doors.
God.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I guess I was like Edward kind of most of my youth.
Like because of Robert Pattinson, maybe. I feel like not reading the books, I was like, Jacob is hot, but I don't really get the appeal. Like, I don't know why anyone would be Team Jacob.
It's just because I thought vampires were super, or not vampires, but like that, like the Twilight Universe vampire was really cool because like you could do anything, you know? I just didn't see the appeal in turning into like a big dog.
That's true.
I was like, not as sexy. Yeah. I want to be a person.
Yeah.
Because I always put myself in it, right? I'm like, okay, how would I fit into this?
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what would I rather be?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'd rather be,
a vampire.
Yeah. And so, and then rewatching all of those movies now is so funny. They're so funny.
Oh my God. Yeah. I just watched the first one recently and I feel like because now you know that Robert Pattinson is kind of like this quirky actor type that you can tell with all of his like vampire looks. I'm like, you can tell he's trying to do something weird. Like he really, when he's like smelling her and he's like, I'm like, he really commits.
He does it really well. He's such a good actor. Robert Pattinson is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the new Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
When's that coming out?
I think they're filming it right now.
What? No, I saw the trailer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't know when anything's coming out anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. Releases are really hard to like, what's happening? Is it going on Apple TV? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird.
But, yeah.
You know that interview earlier this year where Robert Pattinson
with GQ?
Like, yeah, where he like microwaves spaghetti or something.
Yeah, that's so funny.
In tinfoil? I don't, it's...
And you know what? He's so smart that I like, I'm convinced that that was like a bit he was doing.
Probably. Right? I hope so.
No, I'm convinced. Like, he's just so weird and quirky and like...
He just doesn't care.
He's such a character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's interesting.
Definitely. Yeah.
But I was also really into One Direction.
Oh, okay.
Because I got tricked. I feel like being into One Direction is a trick.
Really?
People who are into One Direction got tricked.
Oh.
Because obviously they're fucking not even a thing anymore.
I guess so.
I want something that's everlasting.
Oh, yeah. That's hard. That's yeah. You got tricked in and into liking something that... And then they all hated it. Well, because they got together on X Factor.
I know.
But they all auditioned to be solo artists.
I know.
And then Simon Cowell was like, no, none of you.
Which is so annoying that they did that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. And I got tricked because I was going through puberty and I was like hormonal. Yeah. So I was like, anything, you know? And so I'm just like, that happened to be in front of me. And I was like, oh, I guess I like One Direction.
Yeah, I would have. I was like... I think 21 when they got really big, but I still like their music.
Yeah, they had some good stuff.
Yeah,
I really liked. Yeah, it was because I'm glad that I never went to a concert though. Oh, I like really wanted to go to a concert, but I never did. My first concert was Justin Bieber.
Oh,
mm-hmm. It was great.
I went to a Bieber concert.
Which one? Which phase?
It was like the, like, it was like My World, like the second.
The second, wait, is it My World
2.0?
But that's his like, that's the baby album.
Yeah, it was that.
Oh, wow. The original one.
Yeah, it was like.
Where was it?
It was in Vancouver. And me and my friend Maddie were like gonna go. And her little sister Claire was like obsessed with Bieber. Mm. So we drove to Claire's school. And then we were like, we like went into her classroom and we're like, come on, we're going to the Justin Bieber concert in Vancouver. We like surprised her in class. It was really cute.
That's but cute.
We were both like, we both wanted to go.
Like, yeah, this is for you. Yeah.
It was like the loudest concert I've ever been to. Just the screaming.
Oh, I know. And so many moms with their children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like young, a lot. Small children.
A lot of moms with children. Like I snuck on. I had like tickets. We bought tickets from like a scalper because we just decided last minute that we wanted to go. It was for the Purpose album. It was that orange one. Fuck, I forgot the name. All Around the World, right? Yeah, and then like
As long as you love
me. Yeah. That one.
With Big and Sean.
That is a great song. And like,
yes.
And like, he entered, I snuck on, we had like shitty seats in the back and I like snuck onto the floor.
Oh my God.
Because one of my friends had a floor ticket and she passed it on to me. And then there's just a guy there. And I just showed him like my floor seat and I just like went in and I found an empty spot. And it was so good. He like descended. We were waiting. He was late, right? And we were like waiting and he descended from the sky in like a diaper looking thing. Like to hold him, you know, to holster him. God. But he had like wings on. So like it was like, he flew in. But you can clearly see like the diaper thing. And I was like, I love this guy. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Oh my God.
But people will try to shake my my devotion though to him.
Oh, really? They like tell you bad things he's done?
They tell me stories.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like this girl in Toronto, I keep telling her, she's like, don't tell anyone, I signed an NDA. And I've repeated the story like 1,000 times, I'm sure. It's fine. She'll never find me. It's okay.
Yeah.
But also, who cares? Like, so basically, yeah, Justin Bieber, like, he had this like party. Like, he parties in Toronto, and all the people at the party, at the club that he's in, has to be like hired because he can't just go to a regular place.
Right.
So he fills a whole place area with like hired, like they're not escorts. They're just like professional party, like entourage people.
Wow.
Like that exists in Toronto because it's like, I don't know, I guess like a lot of industry pass through. But like my friend was one of them and she had to sign an NDA. They wouldn't tell her who it is. They wouldn't tell any of them. They're just like, her boss was like, just look the hottest you've looked in your whole life. Just make sure that you look the hottest in like whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. And then they got sent to a car and they finally told them it was Justin Bieber like just seconds before he walked in, right?
Yeah.
Cause then, yeah. And they all signed NDAs and then they were like all there. And then Justin's friend was hitting on her. And she was kind of like, no, I have a boyfriend. Yeah. And then so she wasn't feeling it. And Justin came over and said to her, he was like, oh, I think you think that you're hotter than you really are.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. And she was like, and then I fucking hated him after like just forever. And I was like, oh, that sucks. But he was going through a time.
Oh my God.
I was like, he was going through a time. That's a bad, I don't like that. But
yeah,
it was during that time when he was like drug addicted and crazy.
So. Okay. So I guess you can.
He wasn't a good God boy like he is now.
Damn. That's.
I know, that sucks.
Yeah. But we still love him.
Yeah. Because like when you're as just like in his position, it's like hard to be normal.
Yeah, he got to that point for a while where he's like, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah. Oh, and he'll like point at girls and then like security will remove them.
Whoa.
That's such a dick. Like, you're just like a,
okay, I wish I could do that.
I like literally like if there's someone he didn't like or he thought wasn't hot or something, I don't know what the criteria was, but he'll literally point at them and then like security will
get her out of here.
Oh, what a but I think he was like 17, 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a boy.
He's repented.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to steal so much as a kid, so it's like yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. So we're kind of near the end now, so we'll do a couple little questions, quick questions.
Cool.
So I'm going to switch this one up. Which One Direction was your favorite?
Yeah, it was Harry.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Harry. Yeah.
Who else was it? Oh, yeah, Zayn.
Zayn.
Zayn was good.
Zayn's hot.
But Zayn was like so too horny. Was he too horny? I don't know.
His album is pretty horny.
Yeah, I know. He has a baby now.
Oh.
He got Gigi pregnant.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that.
It hasn't come out yet. Yeah.
I think it did.
Oh, really? Wow.
I think it did.
Gotta check on that.
Not sure.
I want to see what it looks like. But yeah, like, I guess Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what I would say, but I know that like obsessive One Direction fans, I'm like, those other three, who even are they?
I know, like sometimes I feel bad for Louis.
Yeah, Louis.
Yeah, I know.
Don't
right?
even know what he looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Just you don't have to.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's like, no, this is come on, the stars. We know
exactly. There's a reason.
But yeah, Harry.
Harry.
Final answer.
I guess we've already. I was going to ask if you have like a specific childhood celebrity crush. I feel like it would be maybe Bieber.
No, I didn't. Like, we have like a complicated relationship.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I don't think.
It's not a crush.
I would never, like, if he wanted to like date me or marry me, or like, I wouldn't.
Because
he just requires too much. I feel like I know him too well. To like be with him, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, you know how you can see the full picture?
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, oh, I can't be like that woman for you.
Yeah.
Because he just requires too much. Like, you know how people like that need to be the star?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. And I can't.
You're
can't.
Like, I need to
I
be
have
the star.
To be like somewhat the star.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess a crush would be like this guy in my class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cute.
Just someone who will make me the star.
Yeah, yeah. I like that answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god,
my high school teacher. Mm. Yeah, yeah, my English teacher.
Oh.
He was my crush.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He's so old now. I still look at his like pictures.
Do you want to, can you say his name?
No, I don't want to.
Oh, yeah,
it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I would.
But he's really old. Weird. Now. He was young before.
Now that's how it works.
Now he aged like 40 years in the last
gross.
Like 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to play a little game.
Cool.
It's going to be like categories. And so we're going to go back and forth and see how many famous people with the first name Kate or Katie we can name.
Oh fuck, that's hard. Okay.
I know, I've started this game and I'm like, I, you know, it's harder when you're under pressure.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we'll go back and forth. And
okay,
do you want to start or do you want me to start?
Okay, I'll start because I need to. I think Katie Holmes.
Oh, Kate.
Wait.
Yeah.
Kate is. Are we strict on Kate
or Kate? Because I think that it's too hard.
Yeah. Okay, Kate okay, Winslet.
You got it too. Okay. Kate Hudson.
Katy Perry.
Kate Middleton.
Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, I'll take it.
Short for Kate.
Yeah.
Short for Kate.
Yeah.
Off of Emmy win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Topical.
Yeah.
Kate. No, now I'm thinking Kate Winslet. Katie.
Middleton.
Upton.
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton.
Kate. Caitlyn Jenner.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Caitlin. I think you won.
But like I said, so many, I feel like I cheated.
That's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on. Do you have anything you want to plug?
No, just my podcast, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should honestly turn my podcast into a Justin Bieber podcast at this point.
I mean,
I talk about him so much.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's about other things.
It's but called
my podcast.
I fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. With Andrea Jin. It's like kind of hard to search up because of the swear word.
Right.
So then like if you just type in my name, that works.
Nice.
On all the things.
Sweet. Okay. Yeah. And then for this podcast, you can give us a 5-star rating and subscribe and follow the Instagram, which is at Dearest Pop Culture.
Very and, cute name.
Yeah. And thanks, Andrea.
Cool. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.